The demand for free legal help is up too, especially with evictions and foreclosures on the rise. In some states, budgets for legal aid are taking a massive hit. Anna Sale from WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut, reports.
Last spring, Alice Banks got an eviction notice. Her landlord said she was 6 months behind on rent, and she and her three-year-old daughter had to get out.
I wanted to cry. Because I didn't know what was going on, why I had received one, what to do.
She called a city hotline for help. They referred her to Greater Hartford Legal Aid. That's where she met Nancy Boone.
All right, any other new information for me?
No.
Boone is Banks' legal aid attorney. The two are huddled around a stack of papers at Hartford's housing court. They dispute the timing of an increase in Banks' subsidized rent. They end up settling with the landlord. Banks and her daughter get to stay put. And she doesn't think that would have happened without her free lawyer.
I don't think just me standing alone would have been able to go forth with them.
Nancy Boone spends almost all her time on housing issues, mostly helping clients navigate through the rules and policies of HUD, the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Well, I was wondering if they were hiring now. I was thinking maybe I could go work for HUD.
She's joking about working for HUD because she's getting laid off in March, along with five other lawyers. That's a fifth of Hartford's legal aid attorneys. It's part of an effort to shrink the office's budget by 30%. And it's not something Boone saw coming.
Not at all. I figured that my job was safe because there would be more people who needed our services.
Legal aid lawyers represent low-income people for free. They handle eviction and unemployment hearings, food stamps and disability benefits, domestic violence and divorce cases. Their budget woes have roots in the same economic downturn that's making things tougher for their clients.
IALTA is an acronym for Interest on Lawyers' Trust Accounts.
Sandy Klebanoff is the director of the Connecticut Bar Foundation, which manages Connecticut's IALTA program. It's a private funding stream that gained popularity after major cuts to federal legal aid in the 80s and 90s. Every state has one. Here's how it works. Lawyers deposit clients' money in IALTA accounts, like from a real estate deal or legal settlement. It's usually only there until checks clear, but while it is, it collects interest.
That interest, believe it or not, in Connecticut in 2007 amounted to $20 million.
That was good news for legal aid because that money funds public interest legal programs. Then housing sales slowed and prices fell, which meant less money going through lawyers' accounts. Interest rate cuts compounded the problem. The decline was gradual at first.
But then it just bottomed so quickly. It's a crisis.
Next year, Klebanoff is expecting the interest to be down 80% from its high. The National Legal Aid and Defenders Association says the budget shocks have been the most severe in northeastern states and in Texas. But the organization's Don Saunders says low interest rates are hurting programs nationwide.
I think it is a responsibility of government. Equal justice under the law is a guarantee of our Constitution.
And his group's already reaching out to Barack Obama about shoring up legal aid budgets long term with more federal support. For NPR News, I'm Anna Sale in Hartford, Connecticut.